With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The battle continues on Capitol Hill. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Senate is expected to work through the weekend to meet President Donald Trump's July 4th deadline of passing his tax breaks and spending cuts package. There's been Democratic opposition, and not all Republicans are on board, with proposals to reduce spending on Medicaid, food stamps, and other programs. The 940-page bill was released just before midnight Friday. Even with a go-ahead to begin debate on the legislation, any passage would still be days away. Then the bill would need to return to the House for a final round of votes before it could reach Trump's desk. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Supreme Court yesterday ruling on a wide array of issues. The Trump administration has won a major legal victory at the high court, and justices ruled that individual judges lack the authority to grant nationwide injunctions. Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain, President Trump made a definitive move toward ending Iran's nuclear capabilities.
Iran will never be allowed to attain a nuclear weapon. And if Iran continues to try to go down this path, prepare to face the full fury and wrath of American firepower.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says President Trump handled the attack on Iran's nuclear program the correct way.
But the president didn't just take that strong and decisive action. Under the War Powers Resolution, in compliance with that law, he notified Congress within 48 hours of the actions that were taken. And hopefully that's as far as it's going to go. The president announced that there is now a ceasefire.
Other Republican leaders praising the president for his determination to bring order to the Middle East and reduce threats to Israel and the U.S. By midweek, a ceasefire had been declared between Israel and Iran. Some House Democrats also stood behind President Trump's attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. More online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. The Barna Group issues a wide-ranging report on America's pastors. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The poll reveals that upwards of 90% of our clergymen remain strong in their faith. And while most of them are not getting rich, they are financially stable and a bit better off than the average layman. However, the Barna report also made a case that when it comes to health, physical, and emotional, pastors are doing worse than the general population. They also lag behind in the quality of their personal relationships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The city of Matera, Italy, will double as Jerusalem in the sixth season of the hit show The Chosen. The cast and crew of the biblical series traded their Texas studio for 3 weeks in Italy, during which the crucifixion of Christ was filmed. Season 5 of The Chosen will be available to watch for free on the show's app of the same name beginning in September. Season 6 airing in 2027, and the series comes to an end in the seventh season. This is SRN News. Brushing up on English has taken on new urgency for truck drivers in this country.
The new procedures call for enhanced roadside inspections to determine if commercial motor vehicle operators can reply to questions and directions in English. It'll also evaluate if they can understand U.S. highway traffic signs and electronic message boards. Driving Academy founder Jonathan Marquez says drivers should want to improve themselves.
It's one thing to do something wrong and then get caught for it, but as long as you're able to understand and learn, then you can improve yourself. If there's that language barrier in play and you're never improving yourself, it makes the roads extremely dangerous.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Dave Parker, a hard-hitting outfielder who was set to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame next month, has died. He was 74. The Pittsburgh Pirates announcing his death today. He had been battling Parkinson's disease. Nicknamed the Cobra, the 6'5" Parker played 19 major league seasons, 11 for the Pirates. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.